Good morning and welcome into Locked On Patriots for Thursday, April 26, 2018. The date doesn't matter. The time doesn't matter. Where you're listening to the show from, well, I guess that kind of matters. But more than anything else, what matters is it is finally here. It is draft day tonight. The first round of the 2018 NFL draft. The Patriots on the clock twice at 23 and 31. Mark Schofield here in the big chair, as I've been all week long, as I will be until the draft is over. Plans for the draft are going to be as follows. For the first round, however many picks they make, that's how many shows you're going to get. If they make a pick at 23, I will hop on the mic with some instant analysis for you. And if they make a pick again at 31, the same thing. So two picks, two shows. So maybe you're rooting for a trade-up, one pick, one show, get me out of your lives. Maybe, maybe not. Also, I'll be through here with you throughout the weekend. I'll do shows on Friday recapping days rounds 2 and 3, and then a show Saturday recapping the entire draft. We'll have some recap shows later in the week as well. Brian Phillips from Pat's Pulpit, he'll be joining us early next week to break down the draft. As always, follow the work over at InsideThePylon.com. Follow me on Twitter at Mark Schofield. Follow the work over at Pro Football Weekly. My final pre-draft piece is up. Why economics, need, and development not being linear are three reasons you might see six quarterbacks in the first round. Also, you can follow the YouTube videos over at youtube.com/InsideThePylon. Loaded show today. Gonna hop right to it. We gotta get corners and safeties evaluated and talked about throughout the draft. We'll talk briefly about some specialist options, maybe some late day three guys at the kicker and punter spots. Who knows? Belichick does do some weird things. Before we do, I want to mention briefly, we've talked about mock drafts a little bit on this show. I was lucky enough to be a part of two pretty cool mocks. One was with my good friends Trevor Sikkema, John Ledyard over at Locked On NFL Draft, which you should be listening to this draft season, where I was able to be part of their mock draft where they had different guests on to make picks. Made picks at 23 and 31. The guy I drafted at 31 is somebody we'll talk about, Isaiah Oliver, the corner from Colorado. Pick I made at 23, Connor Williams, offensive tackle from Texas. Was able to take advantage of some players falling down boards. So you get perhaps one of the better offensive tackles, offensive linemen in this draft class. Was also part of Sportsnet 650 out in Vancouver, British Columbia, their live Twitter mark, which was done yesterday, Wednesday afternoon. Was able to be on for one of the two picks that the Patriots had there. And at pick 23, Jair Alexander. This was a Twitter poll draft that they did where listeners could make the picks based on a Twitter poll, and analysts like myself would come on and chat with Sat and John about the picks that were made. So some of the options at 23 were Leighton Vander Esch, Mike Hughes, and Billy Price, the offensive guard slash center from Ohio State. But the listeners voted. They went with Jair Alexander, a fit that I'm happy about, as we're going to get to. Also, at 31, Leighton Vander Esch was still there as well. Also, I'm on with those guys, Sat and John, Sportsnet 650 out in Vancouver, every Thursday afternoon at about 1 Eastern. If you want to check that out, sportsnet650.ca, or you can see me tweeting about it. I'll be back on with them today talking about some draft stuff, as I am every Thursday with them. But let's get into it, okay? Corners and safeties. With two picks in the first round, there are some guys that might get pushed down the boards. Seen a lot of mocks with guys like this fall, and the guys that I would consider at 23 or 31, depending on if they're there, depending on how the board looks, there are three of them that I really like for the New England Patriots at the corner spot. Jair Alexander, Isaiah Oliver, and Mike Hughes. I think those guys all really fit what the Patriots want to do at the cornerback spot. Like with so many positions, it's not a glaring need. You've got Eric Rowe. You've got Stephon Gilmore. You bring in Jason McCourty. You've got three corners right there. And of course, there are other guys on the roster that have played the corner spot for you that you've relied on, that you relied on in the Super Bowl while Malcolm Butler was watching from the sideline. For example, Jonathan Jones, who's done some nice things. Cyrus Jones hasn't really panned out, but okay. You know, he's still on the roster. You've always got the flexibility with Devin McCourty. You've dropped him down in the box, used him more like a corner at times, especially against some other dangerous type receivers. But I still think that you cannot have too many corners. You need guys that can cover. You're going to lose guys to injuries. So you have to be ready for that. That's issue number one. Number two, you know, McCourty's a little bit older, so you might be looking to move on from him at some point. And if you can get one of these guys, Jair Alexander, Isaiah Oliver, Mike Hughes, you know, maybe Oliver and Hughes are more a pick 31 than 23. I like Alexander at 23. I think he's, you know, what you need in sort of a cover corner in the National Football League. Can give you press man coverage, can give you off man coverage. Both of, you know, Alexander, I think, would be great at 23. The other guys are sticky corner types as well. I think you could, you know, pretty much plug and play both of those guys early in their career. You know, Hughes does have some sort of off-the-field concerns, you know, that you'll have to address, you'll have to think through. But as far as on the field, he's a sticky man cover guy. And that's what you want in a corner. And, you know, a name that, when I did the mock, for example, with the guys over at Locked On Draft, a name that was on the board, a name that we liked at Inside the Pylon in our draft guide, Josh Jackson from Iowa. But the issue with him is people are really sort of projecting him to a zone coverage team. A lot of zone stuff at Iowa. You know, I look at him and I think, even if he's on the board at 23, I think he's more of a guy that, if you're New England, I think you pass on him given how much man coverage you play. That's one of his weak areas. He didn't do it a ton. I think if you're the Carolina Panthers, he'd be a great fit, but I'm not so sure about him fitting in, you know, with the New England Patriots and what they do defensively. You know, Hughes had some really nice things to him. A little bit of a lack of height there. Suboptimal height. He's, you know, 5'10". Not as long as some of the other guys in here. But there's definitely things to like about him. Excellent speed, change of direction, and route anticipation. He's a guy that you put him on somebody, he's going to cover him. He sometimes gets burned by double moves, but you know that's when you're sort of nitpicking there. Jair Alexander, we had him at CB4 at Inside the Pylon, but I love him. You know, so I'm higher on him than I think we were over at ITP. I like his feisting attitude, his feistiness at the corner spot. You need that at the corner spot. Elite athleticism when he tested, you know, 4.38 40, 6.71 three cone. You know, I like Alexander. I'm happy with him at 23. And if they go safety, you know, Justin Reed, I think, is the guy that makes the most sense. You know, either at you know, 23 if he's there, or at 31. I know they've got three safeties right now with McCourty, with Harmon, with Chun. You know, you've got Jordan Riches as well, who they relied on this past season. But Reed, I think, sort of fits the new NFL. You know, he's played some linebacker. He's played some free safety. He's played some strong safety. So I think that that's a guy that the Patriots, I got to believe that they love him. So those are some options. And a guy that maybe, you know, even though he's rated highly by some, probably doesn't make the best fit for New England in the first round at corner or safety. Up ahead, we're going to talk more day two stuff, some guys that you consider for the New England Patriots at those areas of the draft. That's ahead with me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots. Mark Schofield back with you now, working our way through the secondary options for the New England Patriots in the 2018 NFL draft. Looking at those round two picks right now. Names I'm going to throw out here at the cornerback spot, Carlton Davis from Auburn, and at the safety spot, Kazir White from West Virginia. Let's start with Davis, another, you know, nice-sized corner, you know, comes in at 6'1", got long arms too, similar to Isaiah Oliver from Colorado, who, you know, I mentioned in the first round, you know, Oliver's got, you know, 33, I believe, let's see the numbers right here, 33 and a half inch arms. Then when you look at Carlton Davis, he's at 32 and three quarters inches. You know, good length to him, good size to him, very seasoned corner, obviously playing in the SEC, good size, good line of scrimmage skills. He gives you the ability to press and jam with the line of scrimmage. Maybe he's not, you know, doesn't have the lawn speed of some of the other guys, you know, 4.53 in the 40, but a good 10-yard split on 1.59. Maybe he's not the best sort of guy to start out as somebody that's going to really, you know, track down with deep, speedy receivers. But again, when you're looking at somebody to bring in and sort of be a CB3 type early in his career, then potentially transition to more of a CB2 or CB1, get him in the second round. I like Carlton Davis there. I like his size. I like his length. I think that fits with what corners need to have in today's National Football League. And then the safety spot, Kazir White from West Virginia, who I talked a little bit about, you know, after the Senior Bowl, got a chance to see him down there, see him down in Mobile, see what he was all about, the strengths and the weaknesses to his game. Also got a chance to talk to Matt Bowen about him. You know, Matt Bowen, former NFL safety himself, player that, you know, got a chance to pull him aside and pick his brain a little bit about Kazir White. And, you know, we talked scheme a little bit with Josh Jackson. And with White, you know, he can give you some free safety stuff. He can give you some center field stuff. But he's a little bit better sort of down in the box. You know, he's a more of a big thumping, block destroying, box safety. That's how my friend Matty Brown at the InsideThePylon.com draft guy described him. He's best in underneath zones. Not really as athletic and twitchy to sort of keep up with quick athletes in man-to-man situations. But he spent most of his time down in the box. You know, and if you're looking for a Patrick Chung replacement, you know, I think he sort of fits that role. You know, there were times when he, you know, had to sort of stay over the top and cover two, you know, looks, deep third zone and cover three looks, so he can give you that stuff. Probably not the best sort of cover one type safety, but if you're going to go, you know, cover three type stuff, he could do that. But again, as a Patrick Chung replacement, I think he'd be good at some point. I think you can drop him down in the box, do some of the things that Patrick Chung does as well. Moving ahead to round three, Darius Phillips and Jesse Bates. Jesse Bates, a safety who's really sort of moving up, you know, draft boards here as well. He might go a little bit higher. You know, I think some people are higher on him than maybe we were over at ITP, but I think third round would be good for him. You know, when we studied him over at ITP, we looked at him as a free safety with both man and zone coverage skills. He can play in a two-deep safety system. He can play in a three-deep safety system. You can drop him down in the box enough at times, you know, because you're going to have to do that with how teams use motion. You can't just be one or the other. You have to have at least have the ability to, when the defense shifts strength with motion at the last second, you've got to be able to come down and at least handle it down in the box, or at least come up or drop back, excuse me, and play sort of cover one. You know, and with Bates, it's a question mark, but he at least has shown at times that he can do that on tape. And so I think that's a possibility for him to have that flexibility in terms of, you know, dropping down or coming back, you know, and playing deeper. His best fit's probably more of a cover two scheme, but the Patriots do some of that as well. And so I think when you're looking here, pick 95, Jesse Bates makes some sense. And then Darius Phillips is the corner we're going to talk about here. Phillips probably a third round type of pick. Phillips out of Western Michigan. Again, an undersized player, so he's probably more of a slot type guy. So this isn't more of a McCourty Gilmore replacement. This is more of a potential Eric Rowe type replacement. Comes in at 5'9", 193. You know, he was an outside corner in a 4-2-5 scheme, but his body type and his size is going to move him inside. But he could do that role, and he could start early in his career as sort of a slot guy. And he's a kickoff and punt return specialist. He has dynamic ability as a returner, which a little bit surprising given sort of his, you know, his lawn speed, 40-yard dash of 4.54. But as a returner, made some big plays for Western Michigan, showed good short area burst, both in coverage as well as a returner on punt kick returns, showed good vision, agility, and explosiveness to hit the hole. And so he fits a couple of different roles for you because he comes in as a potential slot corner, and he gives you something that you're losing in Danny Amendola in the kick in the punt return game. And so looking at that pick at 95, I sort of like Darius Phillips. Pretty good at man coverage. You know, has sort of enough speed to stay with streaking wide receivers. Can break well on late breaking routes. Good eye discipline, concentration, and body control. So Darius Phillips from Western Michigan, a potential Patriots draft pick in the third round of the 2018 NFL Draft. Up next, we're going to close this out with a look at some day three guys in the backfield of the secondary, as well as some potential specialist to keep an eye on in case Bill Belichick does something a little crazy on draft day. That's ahead with me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots. Mark Schofield back with you now, closing it out here, looking at some day three, you know, later round on day three options for the New England Patriots and those picks in the sixth and the seventh round. At cornerback, we're going to look at Anthony Averett, who I've been talking about a lot from Alabama, again, coming into and out of the Senior Bowl. We're also going to talk about Teron Johnson, Weber State, feisty type playmaker. And at the safety spot, we're going to talk about Damon Webb from Ohio State. Let's stuck with the corners now. You know, when we talk about Teron Johnson, Kyle Morgan was our lead scout on him over at Inside the Pylon, described him as a feisty playmaker with the versatility to play man and zone inside and out. might not have the ideal frame or lawn speed the teams look for in a corner. 5'11", 192. So there's a question about the frame there. And the speed, again, 4.50 40-yard dash, three cone of 7.03. So that's a question mark for the New England Patriots. You might expect to see something a little bit better, you know, in terms of a three cone. I'll throw another name into the mix, Holton Hill, a corner from Texas. Very good athlete with very good quickness and change of direction, speed, excellent acceleration, and good balance. That's from Michael Nuttall over at Inside the Pylon. And finally, the other name I mentioned, Anthony Averett, 5'11", 183 out of Alabama. Enough lawn speed to handle life in the National Football League. Has to work on toughness, play strength, and ball skills to play in the NFL on a consistent basis. But he clocks in at a 4.36 40-yard dash. When I talked about him after the Senior Bowl, I thought because of his size and things like that, he might project more as a guy that's going to have to kick inside and be a slot-type guy in the NFL. But with speed like that, plus his ability to jam at the line of scrimmage, he can use both one or both hands to get a jam on a receiver, he could play on the outside. Those are some guys that I think, you know, later in the rounds, 6 and 7, you know, might make some sense for the New England Patriots. And finally, Damon Webb. You know, we're going to talk about a safety right now. Later rounds, round 6, round 7, he's somebody that, you know, we got a chance to study over at Inside the Pylon. Matty Brown broke him down for us. Matty Brown, a secondary coach for his university over in England. He's also got a good video on him as well over at InsideThePylon.com, our YouTube page. Excuse me, I take that all back. It was Ryan Dukarm who broke him down. That's what happens when you start scrolling and you don't get to the page you need to get to in time. But it was Ryan Dukarm who studied him. Ryan, also a brilliant defensive back mind for us over at Inside the Pylon. It's his video that I was referencing on our YouTube page. Ryan described Damon Webb as a recent convert from corner, but already shows free safety range and a special ability to play the run crashing from downhill. His size precludes a box role, and he must improve his discipline against play action. So there's a bit of a schematic limitation to him, but he's the ability to do sort of play free safety, you know, at the top of the defense there, show good range on the back end to read the quarterback's eyes and break laterally on the football. He's a rare tackler in space and traffic, and that's something important in the National Football League and something that has plagued the Patriots at times. His strengths are tackle and run defense from deep in the field, his range, his athleticism, and his football intelligence. For a scheme fit, he's a free safety that probably isn't best suited for playing life in the box, has the experience to play in both single or two high dominant schemes, but as a single safety, he shouldn't be rotated into the box in a hybrid linebacker type role. So you wonder about, you know, dropping him down into the box if you have to based on motion or shifting. He also has experience playing in the slot as nickel corner, has good man coverage ability to survive there while being able to match up well with tight ends and man coverage. And that's sort of Devin McCourty-esque. You know, that's kind of how the Patriots use him. And so maybe Damon Webb makes some sense for the Patriots in the later rounds. Finally, let's close this out with a quick look at kickers and punters, because yes, who knows, Bill Belichick might do something like that, bring in some competition for either Steven Gostkowski or Ryan Allen. We'll start with kickers. Daniel Carlson is probably the top kicker in this group. 23 of 31 in 2017. He had two misses in the 40-yard range, two misses in the 50s. One was in the 30-yard range. He was 4 of 8 in the 50-yard range with a lawn of 54. Somebody that you might hear come off the board maybe in the 5th or 6th round. He was 28 of 32 in 2016, including 4 field goals from over 50 yards. His lawn for the year was 53 back in 2016, and he connected from that distance twice. He was 4 of 7 in the 50-yard range and a perfect 6 for 6 in the 40-yard range. He was also Auburn's kicker as a sophomore, where he made all 4 of his extra points. Finally, the other kicker I'm thinking about, keep in mind, Eddie Pinero from Florida, another potential mid-round pick, maybe round 5, 6 perhaps, 17 of 18 in 2017. His longest was about 50 yards. He was an internet legend. A video of him making a 77-yard field goal went viral. He started over the junior college ranks. He was recruited heavily out of junior college. He chose Florida over Alabama and Miami. In 2016, he kicked for the Gators, connected on 21 of 25 Field goal attempts with Lawns of 54, which he hit twice, as well as 53. Now we're going to look at punters. And when you think punters and you think Bill Belichick, the first thing you might wonder about is, are any of these guys left-footed? But the bigger thing to keep in mind here, there are two punters that are actually really, really, really good in this class. There's Johnny Townsend from Florida, who's probably punter two in this group. He averaged 47.5 yards per punt during the 2017 season with a lawn of 70. 2016-17 season, he was excellent when he was a junior. Averaged 47.9 yards per punt with a lawn of 62. And he almost thought about declaring early, but he came back for his senior year. He was second in the FBS with that 47.5 gross average during the 2017-18 season. Had 27 punts inside the 20 with 5 touchbacks, forced 13 fair catches. But he's only punter two because we actually had a punter that was the MVP of a bowl game. That's Michael Dixon from Texas, who was the MVP of his bowl game. He was the MVP of the Texas Bowl. He's a punter from Australia, but in that Texas-Missouri game, his team won 33-16, but he declared early for the NFL draft after a game in which he punted 11 times for 452 yards, the fourth time he broke the 400-yard mark in a season. 10 of his punts were dropped inside the 15-yard line. 4 of them were inside the 5, with a 48-yarder in the third quarter that pinned the Tigers at the 2-yard line. He had 0 touchbacks. And his performance in the Texas Bowl had people losing their minds on Twitter. And his coach after that game basically said, "I've never seen a punter affect the game the way he did tonight, and I'm glad he's on our team." Both of these guys might come off the board as early as the 4th round. And it's crazy to think about a punter in that way, but they've shown their potential to just change games. Dixon won the Ray Guy Award in 2017 as the best punter in the nation. He averaged 47.4 yards per punt on the year with a lawn of 76. As a sophomore a year ago, he averaged 47.4 yards per punt with a lawn of 74. Very powerful legs, so Dixon, Townsend, those are two punters to watch in the NFL draft. And that's right. How many shows are dropping punter takes? Locked On Patriots is doing it. What else is Locked On Patriots doing? We will be back as many times as necessary to cover the NFL draft. The Patriots on the clock in just a matter of hours. And we'll be here breaking it all down. So until then, keep it locked right here to me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots.